Today, on the second Sunday after Epiphany, we have this beautiful gospel of the wedding feast at Cana. And for every year for 20 years, with I think just one exception, I always spoke on the subject of marriage on this Sunday, and especially pointing out the fact that our Lord and his disciples were not only at the wedding, but they, as the gospel tells us, were at the wedding reception. And that's how every Catholic marriage should be, that our Lord and our Blessed Mother could be not only at the wedding, but at the reception. But this year I'm going to make an exception again and speak instead on another very important subject for this month of January, and that is on the Holy Name, the importance and the value of reverence and reverently saying the Holy Name of Jesus. As you know, the month of January is the month of the Holy Name because the feast of the Holy Name occurs in January. Normally, it will fall on a Sunday, and that would give an opportunity to speak on this subject on that Sunday. Usually, it's the first Sunday of January, whatever occurs Sunday between the Feast of the Circumcision and the Feast of the Epiphany. And when that doesn't happen, when there's no Sunday, then it occurs on January 2nd. So that's where, when we celebrated the feast this year, was on a weekday. So there was no opportunity for a sermon. So I wanted to speak today on this subject, the importance of reverence for and reverently saying often the name of Jesus. We know that, sadly, the world today has no respect for God's name. There is a terrible amount of blasphemy in the world. God's name is used willy-nilly as expression of surprise, of anger, and many times in outright blasphemy against God. And long ago, when Our Lady appeared at La Salette, this is one of the two terrible sins that she complained of and said it was difficult to hold back her hand from punishing the world on account of these sins. The sin of blasphemy. And the other was the sin of working on Sundays and missing Mass. St. John Bosco, we read several stories in his life of how upset he was when he heard God's name used irreverently, and how he would take various means to correct that whenever he saw it, heard it. We read, he had the greatest patience with sinners, but blasphemy was one thing that really upset him. He himself tells us this story once he told to his pupils in 1863. And these are St. John Bosco's words. A man called on me, and when he was unable to get what he wanted, began to blaspheme shockingly. Up to that moment I had put up with him, but at such conduct I could no longer control myself. I strode over to the stove, grabbed a pair of tongs, and seizing the blasphemer by the coat, exclaimed, "Out, or I'll teach you a lesson." "I apologize if I offended you," the man replied. "Apologies won't do. That's no way to speak of God. I don't want a demon in my room." And I pushed him out. Whenever I hear a curse or an insulting epithet to God's holy name, I really lose self-control, and were it not for God's restraining grace, I might do things which I should later regret. We also read, we know how well known it is that St. John Bosco was not in favor of corporal punishments, but greatly leaned toward other punishments and the avoiding of corporal punishments as far as possible. But there were a couple of times when we read that he slapped a boy, and that was for blasphemy. Bishop Cagliero relates one of these instances in the memoirs of St. John Bosco of the Oratory. He says, "One Sunday evening, a nasty little brat uttered a vile blasphemy in front of Don Bosco out of sheer spite. Don Bosco, no longer his usual calm and gentle self, slapped him several times in holy indignation, saying, 'That's for your blasphemy, you whippersnapper. You'd better not do it again, or you'll get far worse from God in due time.'" And Bishop Cagliero says, "I do not recall any other occasion that Don Bosco acted in this way, either at the oratory or elsewhere." And St. John Bosco's eventual successor, Father Michael Rua, also said, "Around the time I first began boarding at the oratory, I saw him rap some snippy youngsters who had blasphemed. His face reflected all the horror he felt at such monstrous utterances. And one day he told me, 'Even when I hear confessions, if a penitent accuses himself of having blasphemed, my heart sinks and I almost faint.'" So this is how a saint understood the evil of blasphemy, of the irreverent use of God's name, even more so the blasphemy, the deliberate insulting use of God's name. So what should we do as Catholics? We should have a great love for the holy name of Jesus, especially that name which means Savior, that name that reminds us of all that Jesus has done for us by dying on the cross, his great love and mercy for us. And we should never use God's name out of surprise or anger. We read in the 13th century how one of the popes, Pope Gregory, called a council to determine what the best remedy for all the many evils that were in the world at that time. And they determined that the best remedy was the frequent repetition of the name of Jesus as a prayer. And he commissioned the Dominicans to go and spread that devotion. We read in many of the lives of the saints how they loved to repeat reverently that holy name of Saint Francis of Rome, who was one of the saints who had the privilege of seeing her guardian angel. How her guardian angel, she would see him bow low in reverence every time she said the name of Jesus. We read of Saint Gemma Galgani, who also saw her guardian angel, how sometimes she would have a holy competition, a holy contest with her guardian angel on who could say the name of Jesus more reverently. And also with St. Francis of Rome, whenever the devil tried to tempt her, she would drive him away with the name of Jesus. This is the example of the saints who obtained so much through often repeating the holy name. So I encourage you, all of us during this month of the holy name especially, to call this to mind, to make it a good habit. And one book I suggest that everyone read at some point in their life, and this is a good month to do so, is the book by Father Paul O'Sullivan, The Wonders of the Holy Name. It's a small little booklet. It's very easy to get a copy of it. And you can't read that booklet without being impressed with really the great power of the Holy Name. And I encourage everyone to form the good practice, good Catholic practice, which unfortunately is not so common or habitual as it should be among Catholics. But you notice during the Mass, every time the priest says the name of Jesus, he bows his head. That's in the rubrics. And it's a good Catholic practice to do that always whenever we're speaking or hear the Holy Name. And also a somewhat lesser bow at the name of Mary, that other holy name. So think of this, and this month of the Holy Name, try to make that a prayer. And when you say the name of Jesus, think of all that our Lord did for us on the cross. You can make the intention of offering it to God the Father for all of your needs. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.